Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
We welcome you back as the conversation continues on WGNS, AM/FM, and it's time to introduce you to probably a very familiar person, but in a very new role within Murfreesboro City Schools. Lisa Trail is the new Director of Communications and Grant Writing. I notice they have to put an and behind just about every title out there, right?
That's right.
That means just a little bit of everything, I would assume.
It has. It has meant a lot of learning.
You come from an interesting background, but one that has been here for how many years in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County?
I moved to Murfreesboro when I went to school at MTSU. I'm a communications grad there and have been here just about ever since. We left for about 8 years, my husband and I, and went to Winchester and Suwannee area, and then have been back about 9 years.
That's a beautiful area. I've got in-laws, or outlaws as we like to call them, from since they're in Suwannee. But part of your time was actually here at this radio station, which didn't look like this, I would assume.
No, it looks a lot different now.
It's a little more open,
isn't it? It's a lot more open, and the Beast is not here anymore, and a couple of other things that I was used to. So, much different. Bart hired me when I was very, very young.
Well, the Beast is still here, though.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have to show you.
Hmm.
The Beast is in hiding.
It could actually be in the Smithsonian, actually.
This is the what's left of the Beast right behind me.
Okay.
That's the rack the Beast was in, so... Yeah, we're talking about the machine that, before computers, we had these carts that looked like 8-tracks, you know, mm-hmm. a little smaller, and this big machine that had like 24, and I was here during that time too, so, and would the wheel would turn, and you would hear it unless it was oiled recently, and it was pretty interesting.
It was. It was a little spooky at night, though.
Yeah, I wound up staying here at night one time because of an ice storm and had to be back the next morning, so I thought, well, I'll just stay here. That was a mistake. No sleep.
No.
Can't do it. But from radio, you went at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, Dempsey Ventrice and Follis for a while, and now here at Murfreesboro City Schools. So why the change? A new challenge for you?
It is a new challenge. I have been just truly blessed to be able to keep my career here in Murfreesboro. I love this area. This is home to me. So it was a nice new challenge, and I still get to see my friends and work with a lot of the folks from Dempsey, and that's been a nice surprise too.
Yeah.
So it's just sometimes things just happen for a reason, and we'll know what it is 10 years from now.
That's right. Yeah. I guess that you and I became reacquainted again during the tornadoes, and because you did a lot of work, and I assume you still do a lot with the American Red Cross when that time is needed as a volunteer.
I do a lot of the PR work for the Red Cross whenever we're in disaster mode, because that allows Beth to go to her second hat and start raising funds for those disasters. So I help Beth out and Greg for that. Just that, you know, brief time period that they need that help. So, and I'll continue to do that. It's a cause that I truly hold dear to my heart and love the Red Cross and the mission that they serve.
Well, I know we've got a lot of Red Cross things around here. You know, Bart and Scott both heavily involved in that as well. And it's just amazing how this community comes together in that type of event with the American Red Cross. And I really see that in Murfreesboro City Schools as well, mm-hmm. About how the teachers and administrators work together, and how Dr. Gilbert really has opened things up a bit, speaking about the studio being opened up. Mm-hmm. It seems like a really neat atmosphere to be in.
It is a great atmosphere. It's a great educational atmosphere, and also allows you to think outside the box. The core mission is educating these kids from pre-K to sixth grade, but there's so much else that goes along with that. And I know years ago they started looking at things and they said, you know, a kid can't learn unless there's food, and that's the reason the breakfast was brought into the schools. And then Dr. Gilbert and I actually first collaborated together on the mobile health unit, and that was when I was in the hospital and she was in city schools, but in a different role, because kids can't learn if they're not feeling well. So a lot of that is not just about what's taught in the classroom, but how do you get that child ready and prepared to learn?
She talks a lot, and I see this in every person that I talk to, about the whole child, and the child includes the family. I mean, you've got to have, to be for that child to learn, there are so many distractions that could happen in today's world, being hungry, you know, split home, all kinds of things. And without attention to those, the kid can't learn math and reading.
That's exactly right. And it is, you know, the old saying that it takes a village, and it really does take a village. And today we don't all grow up in the same family that we did 20, 50 years ago. So the extended family is not always there to help and have the resources that these parents need and the kids need. So therefore, you have to look to your community family and really reach out and do what's right to help that child succeed and the family succeed.
Lisa Trail is Director of Communications with Murfreesboro City Schools, also grant writing, which I'm sure is interesting. Have you done that kind of thing before?
Very little. That's going to be a real learning curve for me, but it's always good to learn.
Yeah. So there was a manual, I'm sure, when you showed up, and it spelled out everything that you have to do, and you've learned it now and know everything.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm going with right now, that manual.
That's exactly how it all works. But how long have you been in the position now?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. This is my third week. Yeah.
And so you decided 3 weeks in to just be on the radio all of a sudden. You know, sometimes it happens, doesn't it?
It happens. It's great. Yeah, this is actually probably where I feel more comfortable.
Well, at least you know the business.
Radio is not isn't the biggest fear factor for me.
Yeah, being on the air. Well, that, you know, I think the fact that we have a relationship with all of the schools, and just to get that important information out there to parents is critical. And I really think that school systems who don't have a communications, you know, director, if you will, on staff, that you lose that ability to communicate with the parents.
That's correct. There are so many things going on within the schools themselves, as well as within our outreach programs, that in order for it to work successfully, we need to tell our story. Parents need to know where to go to find out the information that they're seeking. So that's my job, is to make sure that everyone knows that what we're doing, what resources we have available to us, what resources we need to help us fulfill our mission. And, you know, a lot of times if you just tell someone what you're looking for, they'll step up and they'll take care of it for you.
It's more than just a school year job, too, I would suspect, because, you know, once school is out, maybe a bit of a deep breath, but have to get ready for the next year.
I'm assuming that is true.
You'll find out soon,
I
guess.
I'll find out. Ask me that in June.
So, fall break, I'm sure things are still humming right along on fall break.
People are still working.
Yeah.
That's true. Kids get to be out. The teachers, I am sure, are working on lesson plans and all the other things that teachers do, but they get to breathe a little bit. Principals are still in their office answering emails and getting ready. Our maintenance crew, I read a note from Dr. Gilbert this morning about everything they fulfilled over the fall break. Our IT department they were just slammed as well, trying to get everything done so when the kids come back into that classroom, they're ready to go.
I talk to James Evans on occasion. He and I are on a couple of committees together, mm-hmm. United Way and things of that nature. And I actually saw him out at an eating establishment and introduced my son to him as the voice that you hear on the phone that says you have no school. And so that when I asked you a minute ago, will you get to do the same with Murfreesboro City Schools, that, you know, you're going to be the familiar voice on the other end.
That's right. I'm going to be the voice the kids like to hear. Maybe not the parents, definitely kids and teachers.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. There was a story on one of the TV channels last year about maybe it was Williamson County school director, and they had shirts made up and
Carol Birdsong.
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody wants to hear from Carol.
So now everybody they're going to want to hear from Lisa, right?
I hope so. Yeah.
Lisa Trail with us today. She is with the City Schools and Director of Communications. With this pulpit here to talk about things going on, you have a list of several, and we want to get to those before our time runs out. City Schools and Discovery Center, I read this story. We've already got it on our website, so if you want to head there, you can find out a lot about it. But Healthy Me, Healthy You is coming up this weekend, isn't it?
That is correct. It's again, Discovery Center is one of a multitude of people that we partner with, and this is coming up on Saturday, October 15th. It's from 10 until 2. people can come in. It's free. And it's not just city schools, but it's also Rutherford County schools. It's a coordinated health departments. It is lots of physicians, and it's all about teaching health in a fun way so that kids can understand how to eat correctly and what's good for you and what's not good for you, and maybe what some substitutes are, how to exercise appropriately for their age, and then just make everything really fun. And of course, it's hard to go into the Discovery Center without having fun.
Sure. And the bouncies will be there, and things to let the kids use all of that hyper energy, I guess.
Exactly.
Let them burn it off.
Burn it off.
That's Saturday from 10 until 2, Healthy Me, Healthy You, City Schools and Discovery Center partnering on that. You'll also want to mark your calendar for October 20th. That is a week from this Thursday. Tell me about the Family Learning and Resource Center.
Well, we have resource centers. We have three resource centers in Murfreesboro City Schools. The Family Learning Resource Center is located on 607 Bridge Avenue. It is their grand opening. They've been there, but we've actually expanded the program. It's in a new facility. It is an awesome resource for that community. Anyone can attend, but it's really focuses on the community in that Franklin Heights area. We offer on a daily basis so many different activities for kids and parents, including homework tutoring, which is very important. You know, a lot of times if you're in school and you're studying and the teacher's saying something, you understand exactly what she's saying until you get off the bus and you've forgotten everything she said.
Yeah.
So this allows a teacher to come in and retell the story or reteach the story. From math to science to whatever it is that they're trying to learn, they can come in and be tutored. It's a classroom style. It's very, it's a great learning environment. There's snacks for them. So they have time to kind of unwind from school and then get that homework before the night's activities happen. And that is an awesome, awesome program. And again, it's open for any Murfreesboro City School student. All they have to do is go over and get registered, and Andrea and them will take care of all their stuff. Now, during the daytime, it changes a little bit. There's GED programs that are offered. There's financial literacy courses that are offered. There's social work services for those families. Again, it's all about taking care of the kid and their family.
Lisa, you know, one thing that's very neat about kids and learning and this particular opportunity is sometimes they need that little extra, that little extra help, that little extra catch up. Otherwise, it seems like you play catch up the entire time. We're doing multiplication at my house with my daughter, and that's always
how
fun. She's in third grade.
Third grade, that's what I was going to guess.
So that's the big time. So, but you have to remember, you're on their fours. You have to still remember your twos and threes,
right.
You know, and so you're constantly going over that. And she missed a few on one recent test, so she gets to take this test again. But the whole point is here, it's learning and relearning. But if what I've tried to tell her is, if you get behind and can't learn the fours, that's going to make the rest of it, 5 through 10, much more difficult. Mm-hmm. So kids need that help up every now and then.
They do. And, you know, a lot of times it's not something that a parent can teach because they don't have a teaching method that they're teaching in school. Wait till she gets in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. I was at a loss. I'm like, okay, you're on your own because I don't even know this information. So the teacher is teaching in teachers can make learning fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if a lot of times as parents, we know what we're trying to say, but we don't know how to teach it.
And we can't make anything fun.
No, we can't make it fun. You know, we have a kitchen table and you've got to get it done and we have deadlines. At least that's the way it feels, I think, every once in a while around our house. And so this is a good way to have another teacher step in and help them with that. And that makes a big difference because exactly, if you get behind in your multiplication, it's hard to keep on going to long division.
Yeah.
So, that's what they're for, is to have that great learning environment with a teacher there helping them. And a lot of times it's one-on-one tutoring, which is really nice. And it can't always be that way, but a lot of times it is just one-on-one tutoring. And, you know, it's a really, really nice resource to utilize.
So if parents want to find out more about this resource, the open house will be a great opportunity for that. It's Thursday, October 20th, 4 until 6 p.m., and that's at 607 Bridge Avenue. I guess that's right after you take the big curve, isn't it, there on the left?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So stop
on by. I'm a
little
directionally challenged, but you'll see the balloons.
Yeah, balloons. There'll be balloons. I got it now. I can find it. Want to also mention about the City School Foundation fashion show, which is coming up a couple of weeks, I guess a week from this coming Saturday on the 22nd.
Right. City Schools Foundation is a fabulous group of folks who help raise money for city schools and to provide things for the city schools that we would not otherwise have. They do a lot of teacher scholarships for classroom type activities. Great program. And if you want to know more about the foundation itself, you can go to our website for cityschools.net and find out more about that. The fashion show is one of their big fundraisers. It's October the 22nd. It's at Stones River Country Club. It is you can look at the fashions, have a real good time with your girlfriends, have lunch, and then if you want to purchase some outfits afterwards, great time. It's just a really good kind of a girlfriend party. The tickets are $30 each, or if you want to reserve a table of 10, it's $300, and that way it guarantees that you're sitting by your friends. But if you only want to purchase one ticket, we'll put you with some others, and I'm sure you'll have a good time.
And it'll be on a Saturday, so husbands can watch football or whatever they want to do.
And we're not going to turn a man, down, but probably not necessarily for them.
I know guys that need an excuse. So
watch football, let the girls come out and really enjoy the fashion show. The fashion show is done by the French Shop. And so the clothes are really pretty, real stylish clothes, and affordable for all of us to be able to wear.
One thing before you get away, Lisa, we want to mention. Coming up later this month, we are rooting for Allison Payne from Bradley, who is in the running for Teacher of the Year. She's a state finalist. So when will we find out more information about that? Later this month sometime?
Later this month. I've just forgotten the date. It's somewhere around the 20th as well. And she will be going down to Nashville with the other finalists, and the governor is hosting this and making a really nice to-do, which is well-deserved. So Allison had to go from she was nominated on a school level, then she goes to a district level and a regional level, and so now to be at a state level is really awesome. And there's so many more of our teachers who could be right there in her shoes, and she is so humble, and that's what she says. It could be many, many, many of my peers in the same position. So it's really nice to see that, and we're rooting for her and doing, there's not a lot we can do, but we'll just root for her and hope that she comes back a winner. But she's a winner either way.
I think what this award is, to bring it back to football, since, it's a guy thing, but, someone wins the MVP in the National Football League, they always say, I couldn't have done it without my team, and so many others that are deserving. That's kind of what Allison was saying, in that, to use an analogy between those two.
Exactly. It is about football. It's about being a team. And that's what she has. She has a good team around her, which has allowed her to do her best. And that's what we want to do for all of the city school teachers, is to have the best team around them so they can always step up and teach and take care of those kids.
Well, Lisa, we look forward to working with you, from the media to the director of communications here at the radio station, and I hope you feel right at home. Anytime you want to come by, just stop on in.
Okay, thank you, and I'll start practicing my school's clothes voice.
There you go. We'll have to come up with shirts and a song and things like that for you.
All right, I'll call Carol and say, hey.
Yeah, see what they came up with. I'm sure we could work with Trail somehow in there. That's Lisa Trail joining us, Director of Communications and Grant Writing for Murfreesboro City Schools, here on this Monday afternoon edition of Rutherford Issues. We'll come back, wrap things up, and give the show over to Tim and Andy Herzer. First Shot, they'll be on in just a few moments.